prayers today for Mass, for the second Sunday of Advent, what we see is that the prayers speak of the foretelling or the prophecies of the coming of the Messiah. Consider in the introit, it says, Behold, the Lord shall come to save the nations. If we read in the gradual, it says, Out of Zion, the loveliness of his beauty, God shall come manifestly. When we consider in the gospel here today, it talks about St. John the Baptist, the one crying in the desert to make straight his paths. Almighty God had given the Jewish nation, before his coming, many prophecies to foretell when he was going to come. If we look at the Old Testament, we can find countless, many, many prophecies about the coming of the Messiah. And why did Almighty God provide so many prophecies, so many foretellings about his coming? Almighty God provided so many prophecies about the time, the place, and the circumstance about his coming because he did not want the Jewish people to miss the Messiah. He wanted there to be no doubt that their redemption was at hand. Almighty God wanted no doubt that the Messiah had truly come. And when we consider why our Lord had given us all these proofs, first, of course, it was to know that he had come, but not only to know that he was come, but also to follow him. For we know it says, For God so loved the world as to give his only begotten Son, that whoever shall believe in him may not perish, but may have life everlasting. Christ wants us to know him, and Christ wants us to follow him. And in this life, if we are to follow Christ, it's so very important that we realize that we must embrace the cross. If we are to follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, let us look upon his life and see what type of life our Lord lived. Our Lord lived one life filled with sufferings. All the way from the crib to the cross, we see our Lord's life filled with hardships and trials and tribulations. And my dear friends in Christ, the servant is not greater than the master. If our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has suffered before us, so too are we going to have to suffer in this life. Our Lord tells us, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. I say this here today, my dear friends in Christ, because we see around us, especially in the world, many restrictions or hardships coming upon us. But let us understand that crosses and tribulations and trials, certainly we do not desire them in themselves, but we should not be disturbed by them. For our Lord's life was filled with crosses and trials and tribulations. The life of the saints before us were filled with sufferings and crosses as well. And so too for us, we should understand that our lives are going to be filled with crosses and difficulties and struggles as well. So let us not be disturbed in our daily life when difficulties come upon us. Let us not be downcast or despaired when things don't go the way we want them to go. It's not a question of whether or not we are going to suffer, but it's a question of whether how we are going to suffer. When crosses come upon us, are we going to complain? Are we going to become impatient or become angry? Or are we going to turn to prayer? Are we going to unite with our Lord? Are we going to offer it up? The choice is ours. We know what the right choice is, but it's not always the easiest choice. In order to help us to pray, in order to help us to turn to our Lord when the difficulties come upon us, it's important that we do our daily duties well. By doing our daily duties well, especially by praying our morning and night prayers and our rosary every day, by coming to Mass and receiving the sacraments fervently, you're going to be given the grace and the strength that you need in order to overcome the crosses, the trials, and the temptations that Almighty God sends you. If we are not fulfilling our daily duty well, it's going to be very difficult to handle the crosses that Almighty God sends us. By our daily prayers, we call down God's graces and blessings upon us, and that gives us the strength to overcome the difficulties that we face every day. If we're not praying, if we're not fulfilling our daily duty, we are not asking God for those graces that we need to carry the cross. So if we find ourselves being overwhelmed by the trials and the crosses and the difficulties of this life, we should ask ourselves, how is our daily prayer life? Are we praying our daily prayers well? Are we praying our daily rosary? If we are not, let us make it a point here this week to do so. Let us get into a good habit. If we are praying our prayers, and we are trying our very best to pray them fervently, and yet we find it very difficult to carry the cross during our days, think about our Lord when the cross has come upon you. Consider our Lord carrying his cross before you. And understand that our Lord has suffered every suffering that all mankind shall face in their life during his life. There is no suffering that we experience that Christ has not already suffered. Our cross is but a splinter compared to the cross of Christ. And that thought consoles us. That thought gives us strength and courage when we're faced with the difficulties of our daily life. In addition to this, let us not forget about what we suffer for, where we are working towards. We are working for heaven. And the sorrows and the difficulties and the trials of this life that we face are worth the fight. It says in Scripture, St. Paul, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared with the glory to come that shall be revealed in us." It is said that when one leaves this world, and they think back about their life, it all seems to be but a blink of an eye. The sufferings or the joys that they experienced have passed away, and those things seem to be so minor. Even now, if we think back to our life here in this, if we think about our life and consider the different trials, the different struggles and difficulties that Almighty God has sent us, they seem so distant, possibly, and they seem much minor, much smaller than they were at the time. So too, when we leave this life and enter into eternity, our time here will seem so small that a blink of an eye. So my dear friends in Christ, also, when looking at and considering the trials that we have to face during the day, think about the martyrs. Think about those during the early days of the church. What great sacrifices and sufferings they had to endure. Christians, just like ourselves, went to the amphitheater. They were devoured by lions. They were burned alive. They were stretched on the rack. They had their sides torn with iron hooks. They were crushed under the weight of rocks, burned on the gridiron. The martyrs have died before us, and let us think about their sacrifice to give us the strength in order to carry our cross in our life. We have many things to help strengthen us, but it's very important that we do our best to fulfill our daily duty well. We have to make sure that we're praying our daily prayers in order to give us the strength to carry our cross the way Christ carries his cross. That is, with patience and resignation. We have gone through 1 week of Advent now, and I want to ask the question, how we have spent this last week. Did we use this last week well in preparing for Christmas, or have we not used it so well? Let us be resolved to use this next week better in preparing for Christmas. But one thing I would encourage us all to think about is that for this coming week, if we have to face crosses or difficulties or struggles, which it is not a question of whether they will come or not, we should ask ourselves, how am I going to face these crosses? Am I going to give in to complaining or become impatient or upset? Or am I going to turn to our Lord? I'm going to pray and ask him for help. Am I going to unite with his cross? There are many prophets who foretold the coming of Christ. Almighty God wanted it to be very clear when the Messiah was to come so that he may be followed So let us make sure that each and every one of us are doing our best to follow our Lord in our daily life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.